Well, good Saturday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well on a Saturday. Sorry, yesterday I was going to play the John Wyler coffee song and get jump-started on my lesson yesterday, but we had some internet trouble. That's not good when you have internet trouble, but we did. We had internet trouble here at the podcast studio in Fort Worth, Texas, but we got it all under control now, and we're back in operation and running today. Well, before I get started, again, I want to introduce myself. My name's C.A. I am your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. I just wanted to, on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show that we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, I just wanted to check in with everybody and let you know you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. My email address up top podcast studio is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or we have a toll-free 1-800 number where you can phone in your prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. Or, hey, you want to just text me that? You can as well. Has texting capability. Are you ready? 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735. Let's talk about what's going to happen on the podcast show today on a Saturday. Got a Bible devotion I'm going to read to you here in a little bit called Soaring in Victory. I have no special guest coming up to the studio today. They're going to want to stay COVID-free. They didn't want to come up here, so none of the main ones like Producer Dave. He was already up here. The Deacon, he's already been up here earlier this week. He'll be back next week. And Bus Captain Bill couldn't make it. Security Sam already came by. Let's see. Baker Shine, that's who it was. Baker Shine couldn't make it, but we'll catch him next week. All right, well, we're going to, like I said, Bible devotion on soaring in victory here in just a moment. John Wyler coffee song, some good Christian music, and today, you're going to love our lesson today. It's going to counteract with what the Bible talks about. We're going to talk about, today I'm going to talk about ways to bless others in a worldwide crisis. Remember, I was talking about being a beacon lighthouse for Christ. Well, today I'm going to give you some suggestions that would help you bless others in a worldwide crisis. You get a lot out of that and you enjoy that. Well, go get coffeeed up. Get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to rumble? That's right, rumble on a Saturday morning. Okay, I know I am, so I'm ready for my Bible devotion. All right, on a Saturday, friends, Bible devotion. Today I want to talk about soaring in victory. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That is in the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 3. You see, friends, in the third chapter of John, Jesus teaches that the new birth is something that God does for us as we yield ourselves to him, put our faith in him, and trust in Christ. We do not have to within ourselves in the seed of life. This must come from God. One day, an ugly caterpillar climbs up a tree and spins a silky robe about itself. It goes to sleep and in a few weeks emerges a beautiful butterfly. So we, discouraged, unhappy, hounded by gift, confused, depressed, vainly looking for an escape, can come by faith to Christ and emerge a new person. We can only be born again. It sounds incredible, even impossible, and yet it's priceless what happens. We become members of God's family looking forward to our eternal home in heaven. So let me ask you this, friends. Do you feel like you're in a cocoon? Turn to Christ and ask him to give you beautiful wings so that you might soar above your problems and be victorious over them. Hope for today. One of the most glorious truths about coming to Christ is that we don't have to be who we've been in the past. We're not repurposed versions of our old selves. We are brand new creatures. Find that in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 5 and 17. Amen? Amen. Well, as promised, I don't know about you, but I need a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. But it normally, believe it or not, it is on Fridays. We normally play that. But today I'm playing it on a Saturday morning. Well, I hope you're refreshed. I hope you're hanging in there before I get ready to play some good Christian music for you. You know, we're going through some crazy times right now. A lot of y'all right now are struggling. A lot of you guys are wondering if there's hope, and there is. There's hope in the Lord. But I want to remind you of something. I'm going to play a song right now. Al Denson. It's an old one. It's a good one. Oldie but goodie. I know a love, and this should remind you, whatever you're going through, that I know a love. Me, you, and I. Here we go. Al, sing it away.
Seems like nothing will ever. can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show. Yeah.
There we go. That's a good one. Up Again by David Brennens on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay. Well, I am going to help you. It ain't going to be a super, super long lesson. But today I'm going to talk briefly, or at least for a little while here, about ways we can bless others in a worldwide crisis. You know, when you're going out to the grocery store, let's just use this for an example, and you're seeing the frustration or the stress that people are under being unemployed and all these other states, and I don't mean to bring politics up, and I'm not, you know, I'm just using Georgia for an example. I've had people ask me, do you think Georgia opened too early? My personal opinion, I'll say yes, because they ain't even reached the spike yet. The governor is making a gamble. I'm not going to bring politics up. You either love it or you don't. That's fine. I respect your decision like you would respect mine. We do need to get America rolling again, but we also got to come up with a game plan. We got to come up with, how can I say it? They got to come up with something, and I know this guy's probably coming up with something, but you're putting a lot of dangers at risk. We don't know when our time's up, but we want God wants us to enjoy our life. Yes, we've got to work to support our families, to pay our bills, because the bills, my mother told me not too long ago, you know, the bills keep coming in exactly. So we got to do what we got to do. That I understand. But they have to come up with some kind of a game plan. And also, we do need to listen to, like, the doctors, like Dr. Fauci. I mean, he's an infection doctor. He's been around for a long time. I'm not saying he's the god of doctors, but God is utilizing him to give us some kind of common sense. What we do need to do, though, is we do need to continue to pray. Now, I'll close that subject with Georgia. Y'all don't have to call me or text me on it. I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat, bickering, arguing. We need to stop the bickering and arguing, in my opinion, and we just need to keep rolling with the flow, keep praying. And then the governors, it's, you know, they're basically, they're stuck. They either do or they don't. They're, you know, no one's ever going to be happy. No one's ever going to be pleased. Okay, enough said. I'll get off my soapbox on a Saturday. Here's something to start off with. Ask more. You know, a recent poll shows, friends, that more than 1 in 4 people aged 50 to 80 have social contact once a week or less with family members that they don't live with friends and family. That really is heartbreaking, and social distancing measures how eliminated the only person contact that many of the isolated individuals have. So let me ask you this, who needs you to dig deeper to see how we really are, or they really are? Or who is alone and needs someone to carry him through the solitary time? And another question I'm going to ask you, who has a need? So let me tell you, to ask these questions that I just mentioned, make a list of people who would benefit from hearing your voice. Send them reminders. You know, like I've said, you call them, you FaceTime them regular. I FaceTime my kids a lot. You think of the obvious family members who are elderly, but then you also think of others, especially who live alone, and you ask God to put someone on your heart who doesn't have anyone checking in on them and throughout the week. Regularly, I would say, ask if they're okay. Be the person who makes the difference to them. You know, I always check on my parents. And Mom, Dad, y'all doing okay? I'm just checking on you. And to say hi and that I love y'all. Scripture reminds us, friends, in the book of Galatians, make note of this, chapter 6, verse 2, says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Another point I want to make is send more. You know, there are about 35.7 million Americans living alone, believe it or not, in the United States. And friends, it may seem simple, but send more of these texts, these online messages to people who are isolated in crisis. Maybe even send the old-fashioned way, send homemade cards. And I've been mentioning that to youth directors or youth pastors, children's church directors that listen to my or children's church pastors, whatever title you have, just title, really. Do that. I mean, pastor friends all across America, do that. Send cards, texts. I mean, you know, just don't forget about them, okay? Where they give a lot or give a little or nothing, still love them, right? I do know some pastor friends that probably wouldn't bother to even send a text or send a or get a phone call and stuff like that. Really, I think the phone call is also a close contact, especially if they're a senior citizen. They got a very heavy heart toward that. And for the children, probably the text and stuff like that. But still, it's okay to do your monologues and stuff. And I'll try to get off my soapbox on this, but really you need to reach out to your kids that God's utilizing you to work with. So just keep that in mind. A lot of my children's church directors out there that listen to my podcast, got quite a few of y'all, because y'all do text me on my ministry line and ask me sometimes for different things. But anyway, you also want to send words of encouragement and scriptures, send virtual flowers, funny memes, and inspiring articles. Now, send some snail mail, or even send out a takeout meal, send a photo album, jigsaw puzzle, or even a family photo even works. It only takes a few minutes. Keep this in mind. It only takes a few minutes to send something thoughtful. And yet, we often forget to do it, right? Even I do. But just knowing that they are cared enough to send a special message or a gift to brighten someone's day. Another scripture point on that. Scripture's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10. Scripture reminds us, God is not just, he will not forget your work and the love you show him as you have helped his people and continue to help him. And another point I want to make is you want to give more. Most of us are tightening the purse strings to get through the crisis, but keep in mind that God impresses us to give more financially, even to our local churches that you might be a member with, or organization, church organization, food drives, large ministry outreaches, helping everyday people that are hurting by crisis. That takes funds. Giving those efforts to help reach people who cannot physically be reached right now. So here's a prime example that I would that I had heard of that a guy had actually sent me, and I wanted to share it, of a local church. Tom Taylor, he's an owner of Wazaboo Wands in Birmingham, Alabama, recently told his employees to go, and this is true, he told me. He said he couldn't afford to pay them. He was trying to operate, he says, a curbside service with his wife, but on March the 29th, something broke in the restaurant, shattered their front door, and someone stole the register. In other words, he got broken into, is what he said. CA, the cost of repair damage was out of reach, as you can imagine. He also said he was just totally devastated. The crime was a huge insult on what is already massive energy. But shortly after sending me that, and he also posted it on social media, and this is true, a group of the Church of the Highlands heard about this and wrote him a check to replace everything. This is what his comment was. He also said in closing on, he said, "CA, they drove over here. We got the estimates from the door and the cash drawer, and they just wrote a check to cover all the expenses, and that was a little overwhelming to share. Thank you for sharing this on your podcast show." Wow. How about that? So the thought of this is you may not be in contact with the needs of like someone in your community, because he wasn't, but with the local churches, and that is where people turn into crisis. Believe it or not, first thing is the church. We the church, we the people. Giving to your local church will extend your arms beyond your reach and bless those in critical needs. Scripture reminds us in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2, "Carry each other's burdens in this way, and you will be fulfilled in the law of Christ." Another point I want to make is leave more. We have seen all at the grocery stores, and I'll be even one to admit, we've seen all this empty toilet paper. I'm also seeing Lysol gone. I was up at Walmart the other day. No Lysol. None. Excuse me. None at all. Barely toilet paper, but at least they were getting the toilet. One of them said, "CA," one guy that knows me at a local Walmart, he said, "You ain't going to believe this." He said, "There is none, none. Once we put out the hand sanitizer, once we put out the Lysol, there's none." But guess what? Hidden secret. If you can't find hand sanitizer, go to the little travel section down the bottom at Walmart's. Very bottom on the left-hand corner, that guess what there was? Clorox wipes, handy wipes. I got a couple of those. There was no limit on that, thank goodness. And then hand sanitizer was one. Little small bottle of hand sanitizer, but you know what? That's okay. God made it happen. So other section of the sores, you're starting to still see some slow stuff coming in. But what they said they put in, they take out. Supply chains are really big time being disrupted by COVID-19 crisis. As workers, who grow, harvest, manufacture, distribute, transportation, and they receive grocery items that meet unexpected challenges. So how can we help you, say CA? Well, for now, don't buy what you don't need. How about that? Make a grocery list, goodness gracious. But isn't it wise to stock up for tomorrow? Someone might ask. Well, yes, it is. But it's also, but the time for stockpiling has passed. It has. We're in a crisis. We don't need to make the problem worse. Think about that. We don't need to buy something in the pantry that others need not to put on their plate. There's a perfect story in Scripture that will go along with this of how God would speak to us now. If you take it, and this is really what helped you out, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, God sends Elijah to a poor widow to find some food. The Lord could have sent servants to someone who had more, but he didn't. He sent Elijah to a woman who had nothing. If you read in verse 12, Scripture says, "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she told the prophet, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jar. I am gathering a few sticks to take home to make a meal for myself and my son that they may eat it and die." That's what she has in that scripture, right? But Elijah does something more bold, as you well remember. Okay? He tells the woman not to fear and encourages her. We need to be an encourager, just like Elijah was, to make him some bread first. That is the request in the modern mindset back in the day. We'll find, the situation when the lady exercised faith. She did. When he was encouraging her, the widow woman exercise faith. The scripture says, as we will says, and I'm looking at my scripture here in the Bible, scriptures 15 and 16, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. Bear with me, a little mind blank today because of second cup of coffee. She went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and the woman for her family. For the jar of flour was not used up and the jar of oil did not run dry. So you see, friends, as Christians, we have a supply chain that this world cannot disrupt. Trust as you look out for your neighbor, I should say. God will look out for you. Philippians 4:19. I want you to remember that. Scripture reminds us, "And my God will meet all the needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Another thing I want to talk about is think more. We're coming into contact with people outside the world much these days, but on those rare ventures into the wild, think about those who have been working heavily trafficked areas, the grocery store workers, the fast food cashiers. Thank people. I have. The other day I did. Thank people who are blessing you through the online services, your mail carrier delivery service. Thank your Uber guys. Thank your Grubhub, thank your, who's those other ones? I can't even think of them. See, that's what happens. Anyway, just thank all your people that deliver. Thank Pizza, Domino's, thank people like that, that are going your way. Also, thank your nurses, your doctors, your frontline, the military, and thank them. On a great way to send a thank you is providing a meal for hardworking healthcare workers, charities like, you ready for this? It helps New York. You may want to donate. Operation Food Fight, New York City, and Feed the Fight in Washington, D.C. These are just some charities. In fact, you could go on Google and you can search them up that support in struggling restaurant communities with giving a hearty thank you to medical professionals who are pulling in long, and I'm talking very long and hard hours. You see, they are walking into break rooms, and there are some that are seriously good meals waiting for them. And that's what Feed the Fight does. They bring the food to them. We can't even thank our heroic medical workers in person right now, but we can express our gratitude with the Gracious Meal by funding these special organizations and food industries. It's a major win-win. Short scripture on this I want you to keep in mind. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. I have two more points that I want to talk about. One is do more. Sometimes in a crisis like COVID-19, we have an opportunity to go the extra mile. Here's a true story. Justin Bradshaw, he's a FedEx delivery man, had just an opportunity when he was bringing a package to a house in Boca Raton, Florida. Bradshaw encountered a message on the door which said, "Stop, someone in this house has automatic immune disorder. Please leave the package on the front doorstep." So what did Justin do? He returned to his truck. He retrieved the sanitizing wipes that he had. Then he proceeded to clean the package for them, and he left it on the doorstep with this message. "I sanitized your box once I saw this note on the door. Stay safe." Here's another one that will touch your heart. Carrie Blassie's 11-year-old daughter, who suffers from type 1 diabetes, lives inside the house. She described the FedEx worker act of kindness by an amazing moment and gives hope. Bradshaw responded, "I feel like that we should all do things to the better situation right now. The man's act was so small, but it made a huge impact." So my point is, if you find yourself in a position to do more during a crisis, seize the moment. Scripture reminds us, if you go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 41, "And whosoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with them too." In other words, go that extra mile. You may want to circle that. Again, let me repeat that. The book of Matthew, found this in Scripture, chapter 5, verse 41. "And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with them too." My last point I want to make on my topic is pray more. Oh, the power of prayer. Finally, nothing blesses others more. That's right. Then lifting others up in prayer. And nothing accomplishes more but make a list of people who you need an intercessory prayer every day. Put it on the mirror or your nightstand and pray. Or even your cell phone under notes. Scripture reminds us, book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, "The power of a righteous person is a powerful and effective." Again, let me repeat that. Scripture in James, chapter 5, verse 16. "The power of a righteous person is powerful and effective." And it is. You know, if we would find a few moments in our week to ask, send, give, leave, thanks, do, and pray just a little more, the crisis will bless others while we blessed others. That's just what it is on today's lesson. So you ask, CA, what are ways to bless others in a worldwide crisis? Well, there you go. Let's lead off in a closing intercessory prayer on a Saturday. Tomorrow, I want you to tune in to Sunday Morn Praise with Bible Devotion. Also, will you do me a favor? Will you also tell your friends to like me on Facebook? I'm really getting a lot of listeners that are implementing in, and I thank you for that. Just have them Google the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, you can find me, I just want to remind you, on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, all the mananas, or go to Google and just, like I said, just check that like button. You know, I try to do as many podcasts as I can. I had a lot of great things. I still have a lot of great things that are going to be happening. I just haven't had the chance to get it together with COVID-19. So I just ask for your continual prayer and patience as we, in America, try to get things rolling once again. Well, let's pray right now on a closeout on a Saturday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. And I pray right now that COVID-19 be gone. We just continue to pray it in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray right now that anybody lost loved ones on COVID-19, that you just wrap your arms around them and you let them know that they're loved. Father, the ones that are infected, infection be gone with a touch from you. Infection right now, right now. COVID-19 be gone. We love you, God. We give all of our hope, all of our praise, our faith in you. We love you. Pray you be with the ones that are sick. Touch them and heal them. The ones that are hurting, touch and heal them. The ones unemployed, give them hope. Give them something to cling on to. Ones that are struggling financially, may they get their stimulus check and may they get their check from unemployment. We just give all this to you, dear Jesus, and let us try to have a good Saturday. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Just stumbled a few times today. Well, this is the CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hey, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. Yes, indeed. And I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point down. I mean, exclamation point dot. I didn't mean down. What I'm trying to say also is if you're down and out, He, being God, has you. He has your back. Trust in Him. Let me give you my 1-800 number one more time. Prayer requests, questions, comments. Studio line 24/7. Call or text 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Have a great Saturday. Catch you on Sunday Morning Praise tomorrow. This is CA signing off.